fun. Well, Fiddle wouldn't go in the chemical laboratory to get the practice in and studying this here and studying that there and chemistry and stuff and learning how to stick dildos up our butts. You understand what I'm vibrators? You understand what I'm French ticklers? Spanish fly? Huh? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's right, yes.
We didn't learn none of that. Micro mini garter straps. Chastity belts. This stuff was not going on.
Yes, sir.
Not when we was brought here. We wasn't that kind of a people. Then they say, lock you up because you're some kind of freak.
Yes, sir.
Get you that way.
That's right.
You didn't have no knowledge of your own, and you were supposed to be raising you in a proper way, and their duty was to raise you in a civilized manner, and they did not do that job because it's the duty of a civilized man to teach the uncivilized.
Yes, sir.
And fulfill their part of the job of civilizing you. They uncivilized you once because you was already civilized.
Yes, sir.
I'm the president of National Water Chiefs, Rob. So when someone comes to you, and they, I'll tell anybody, hey, if you see me going wrong, put me into submission of being right. Don't let me go with the devil in the doomsday night.
Yes, sir.
Show me that you care for me.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't care for myself and don't know who I am right now. Please come and get me and save me. You just wanted to party a little bit, but you didn't want to party enough to go to hell.
That's right.
When you smoked a cigarette, you didn't want to smoke a cigarette forever. And then you were aware that it was a trick of the devil to try to hook you on forever and try to burn you up.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir.
You might have smoked weed, you might have did this, but you know you didn't want your child coming up that particular way.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
So obviously you knew that there would come a time that you wanted to change, because you always said, you know, I want to go to heaven, and I don't want to truly do all these different things. I know this ain't no good.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
I'll praise you do till I got in the prison of basketball for our mama, that Jehovah Yahweh, whatever they wanted to be, Michael and his angels, whatever they wanted to be, but it's how I got in the prison of basketball for our mama, and especially the prison. We can understand why. Behold, I sent you Elijah the prophet. That's why he came, because even though he's not a prophet, he's a messenger.
Yes, sir.
And we're forever thankful for that man.
Yes, sir.
What can we do to pay this man and to pay to God for coming to save us when we was on the bridge of hellfire? No way. Can you imagine if it wasn't for Islam? We could just kiss it goodbye.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. We could just kiss it goodbye because this man with his common intelligence, with all his technology, would have us locked in tight as a drum.
That's right.
No control over the tools. No tools could want to respond to us. Huh?
Yes, sir.
It was a big bloodbath of madness. Childs fornicating with their mothers. You understand what I'm saying? Children fornicating with each other. Sitting out behind the bushes with a rock in their mouth, smoking on it, jugging sticks up each other's ass.
That's right.
Fornicating with dogs and beasts and animals and horses. All praise due to Allah, God in the prison. Come up like Michael Jackson.
That's right.
A whole herd of Michael Jacksons. All praise due to Allah, God, in the prison of the Master of Water Chief Farad Muhammad, that we are here to civilize our peoples and to save our peoples. But it was a poor prophecy that said only 144,000 out of all the American peoples would come out and accept the truth. That's a pretty poor prophecy for 30 or 40 million more American so-called niggas. Only 144,000 of them would stand up and accept the truth of Islam, and the rest of them would go on down trying to bugger with the devil on to the gates of hell himself and be burnt up.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty rough.
Yes, sir.
You understand? It says standing on Mount Zion with their bald heads and short haircuts. It didn't say standing up there with no jerry curl and a long white boy's hair.
Yes, sir.
And it said they will have a new name. Those who receive this teaching will have a new name. So if they in doomsday, we don't see no Christians changing their names.
That's right.
We see the Muslims having a new name given into them.
Yes, sir.
Kareem, Akbar, Shabazz, anything. Just say that you're anything. Just don't say that you're the booger bear.
That's right.
Don't say that you're the devil. You got the mark of the beast, and the mark of the beast is none other than his name. And it's sealed in your forehead, and you believe it up there with your brain that that's your name. Then you go with that totally insane man. The
yes,
devil
sir.
Himself.
Yes, sir.
Huh? No way, shape, form, or fashion. And then they come back and tell you, we want to help you. Y'all need to help us work with you and your neighbors. When the Nation of Islam clean up the neighborhood, they just, we don't need them now to clean up the neighborhood for us. They're just getting in the way of the police. But we clean up the neighborhood. Now they want to come back and utilize that same knowledge to you in order to deceive you, to make you believe that they're trying to help you, when we know that the persons who's fighting the forest fires is the same ones who started the forest.
sir.
The same thing applies to the officers and police. What would they look like if all these people that work for this political system of the government and criminalization, what would they look like if there was no criminals?
Yes.
That's right.
But as hard as it is, they got to show cause to take the money that they're utilizing and taking from the poor people and the tax they're taking that money. They got to have a show cause of the way to take it from those people. They said we had to use it for police, to police up the neighborhood, and more police is this way, and more police is that way. And so therefore they can take the money that you're putting there, that they're automatically making the criminals to be the criminals, so that they can justify taking that money that you're paying for taxes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's time for me to go back to the single cell, right?
Yes, sir.
So all things do, Lord, I got to bring the prison master water chief, Rob. I mean, none of that hate destroy the hater. We just get a better understanding.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
You can't hate the devil for being the devil.
That's right.
He didn't make himself.
Yes,
sir. So I want you to know that I love all the righteous people, and I understand the other people.
Yes, sir.
And I know that we're the head, no longer the tail.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I understand that the woman was once the tail, that's why she is really the head.
Yes, sir.
Your civilization. I say, Sir Dollar Who, and I shall not link up to the degree of the greatest master plan of the year of our Lord of Hosts of Dust now. So stay as you are and stand tall, Sister Ethel, Mama so-called Cynthia, and the rest of you.
Yes,
let
sir.
Us grow into righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Sajalahu.
Upon speaking with the Master J date then December the 29th, 1993, Sajalahu.
And while like salam to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host of dust of now, of December the 30th, 1993.
Okay.
Okay, now I got three recorders up here and there's one up here I don't know how to turn on. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. You can go ahead. I got two.
Sajalahu,
sir.
Who's there?
Just myself right now. And so-called Donna told me she was going to get in the shower. She brought these recorders up here for me to turn them on when you call.
Yeah.
I'm going to check and see if she's still in the shower or not.
Huh?
Because I don't know how to turn this one on. I have two of them on, though.
Let me explain this to you.
Okay, yes, sir.
See, when y'all be trying to start that van, you're supposed to hold the key on, like, and leave the key on you with your hands like it's starting, and you're supposed to take your hands and shove the gears around through the gears, in between the gears and everywhere else. That's the way you're supposed to do. You leave the switch like it's on, you hold it pressed like you're trying to make it start.
Yes, sir.
And you run, and as you're holding it like you're holding the key pressed to the right, as it's trying to start, then you're supposed to move the gears through the channel, through all the different gears, all in between. Then jam it all the way up and then move it real slow back all the way through while you still got the key pressed like you're trying to start it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Sajalahu, sir.
Have you been doing that?
No, sir, I didn't. What I did is just jiggled the handle around and I put it in neutral and stuff, and then I still wasn't getting anything.
Now, you're supposed to jam it around.
Okay, yes, sir.
Because it might start in between the gears.
Okay, yes, sir.
It might start you might have to push it all the way, jam it all the way up real hard. But the only way that you tell is as long as you keep the key pressed.
Okay.
You know, like you press to make it start.
Yes, sir.
As long as you keep the key pressed that way. Okay. Pressed to the right. Not just sitting on. You want it pressed as if you're trying to start it, running it through the gears.
Okay, yes, sir.
And that's the way you do that, right? And if it don't do nothing, it's just the wires are loose or the battery done went dead again.
Okay, yes, sir. It just seemed like to me a while, well, I don't know. I got in the first mass while I see Farm Homeless Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had me to say to the sister that maybe the wires were loose or something, because she had said that when she scraped all the corrosion and stuff off,
yeah.
She said something about one of the screws being stripped or something.
But that don't have nothing to do. If you press the wire down there and twist it.
Uh-huh.
Real good, and it still started. It'll say something. It'll say click, click, or it'll say something.
Okay, yes, sir.
So what it is you got to hold that thing pressed to the side and jam it back around.
Okay, yes, sir.
That's the way you do that.
Yes, sir.
But then, too, you might not even have the thing, the closure might still be down in between the posts. You might have just cleaned the corrosion off the top and then scrape it out and in the middle.
Okay, yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
It ain't nothing but whatever it is, just a little mediocre thing.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's all it is.
Yes, sir.
So I'll praise the Lord God in the presence of the Master of all the teachers of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Son of God. Sajalahu, and I said, I'm going to leave the Messenger of the
Messenger.
What time are y'all going to leave today?
Probably as soon as when we get off with you, I guess, when everybody get ready. And so because she said that she's supposed to meet with the parole officer between 1 and 4, and I figure we go and get down there as early as we can so we can get back before it gets dark and everything.
Well, I don't know about getting back before it gets dark.
Yeah.
Because you got that work traffic coming back.
I know, yes, sir.
So you're not going all that about getting back before it gets dark. That's the impossible. You must be able to put some wings and stuff on the on the bottom of whatever you ride in.
Yes, sir.
Because you'll never be able to make it back up here before it gets dark.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, because you got work traffic. That's coming.
Yes, sir.
When you get through the work traffic in the Bay Area, you got the work traffic up this way.
Oh, yes, sir.
So did you call those people for the about that got a chance?
Oh, yes, sir. I called them last night, but her answering machine came on, so I left a message on the machine, and I'm going to try to call her back again today because I have a work number, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You didn't call nowhere else?
No, sir. Not last night.
Okay. Y'all shouldn't be going to the store to be buying groceries every night. What's wrong? Y'all don't have nowhere to keep groceries in there?
Yes, sir. We didn't go to the store to buy any groceries. It was that yesterday when while we were gone and everything, everybody said that they was they just fixed the leftovers and stuff like that.
Yes,
so myself and that's the so-called Donna, and we got us some Chinese food.
Oh, y'all got some Chinese food?
Yes, sir.
Was you speaking Chinese or Japanese?
Well, we got some Chinese food, sir, but it was just some of the food that had been left in the refrigerator for more than one day.
Let me tell you, he didn't probably tell you, but there is a motor scooter and used motorcycle, a motor scooter place right down the street from where y'all are at. It's on Bourne Street or something, or Bourne Street.
Bidwell?
Wait a minute.
Seems like everything's on Bidwell.
Just a minute.
Barconi?
Yeah, what kind of names? That must be one of them towns with all the funny names.
It is.
All the most funny names. Barconi.
Yes, sir.
Barconi Street up there where y'all at.
Okay, yes, sir.
Well, that is, if y'all can remember to write that down.
Okay, yes, sir.
Now, what I was going to tell you is, while you're over that way, you go to that hospital where Bill Master Mr. Roger Barr is, I just see, get yourself a check up.
Sir, I hear you, sir. Yes, sir. Excuse me for that, sir. I was reflecting on something. Yes, sir, but the time and everything, we probably will not leave out that early, and we do want to get back here. It's, long distance from the dwelling and whatnot, and the new area and everything, and with whoever's going to be left here.
Yes, sir.
And we don't have our drapes up at the kitchen windows yet. This is another thing of importance that has to be done. But Allah God and the person of Master Walsky Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in dealing with the sisters, sometimes it's the way things are said, and it's gotten to the point, to the degree of the understanding about what's really going on and whatnot. So that's just something that Allah God and the person of Master Walsky Fire Muhammad, Messenger of Allah, Elijah Muhammad, had me bringing out, because I know the way I was raised, I have to say it the way that it actually is. It's almost like a slight of the tongue, and you're not getting the full picture, sir.
Yes, sir. So the sisters are not really living up to the standards of what a person should live up to in a dwelling.
I'm speaking just in an overall aspect, and sometimes it might tend to wear down.
You got to remember this too. In dealing with the mentality that we're dealing with.
Yes, sir.
And coming from the Negro state.
Yes, sir.
You never realize how bad a condition the Negro state is, and